on Jack Grande FM.
Jack and News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 33, Johannesburg 31, Emlakhleni 30. The Johannesburg Emergency Services say they extinguished a fire in the early hours near Boysens. They responded to a fire at a chemical factory. Emergency Services spokesperson Nana Radebe Kahiba says no injuries were reported.
The City of Johannesburg Emergency Management Services responded to a structural fire at Springfield near Boysens just before 4 a.m. this morning. On arrival, firefighter crews found the building well alive. It is a factory that manufactures flammable liquid. Fortunately, there are no casualties reported and the fire has been put out.
President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to deliver the eulogy at the funeral of former Minister of Finance Tito Mboweni today. A special official funeral category 2 was declared in honour of the former finance minister, who died last week, aged 65. The funeral will include ceremonial elements from the South African Police Service. Eskom says load shedding will continue to be suspended due to improved capacity. Today marks 207 days without rolling power cutouts. Eskom spokesperson Daphne McQuena says they have also called on customers to help protect the grid.
While load shedding remains suspended, Eskom continues to face network overloading issues in certain local areas due to illegal connections, vandalism, meter tampering, unauthorized network operations, theft of network equipment, and purchasing electricity from unlicensed vendors.
Solidarity has accused the Gauteng Department of Education of having a hostile attitude toward Afrikaans schools. The union urges that the Bella Act undermines Afrikaans education. It criticized the department for failing to meet the demand for new schools amid an ongoing school shortage. Solidarity's Connie Miller says they fear the Act's language and administration policies will be used to force Afrikaans schools to offer dual-medium education.
The reason for this pressure is because the Gauteng Department of Education has 9 fewer schools than 2014 when Ms. Lesufi became MEC, but 300,000 more learners. And this pressure is now being transferred to Afrikaans schools as a convenient scapegoat. Our estimation is that if Bella goes through unchanged, there will not be a single minimum Afrikaans school in Gauteng in the next decade.
And British Foreign Minister David Lammy has called for a resumption of dialogue between London and Beijing, urging the two sides to engage in more diplomacy as he concluded a rare diplomatic visit to China. China and Britain are seeking to reset ties. The new Labour government is under pressure to raise human rights concerns with China, but also maintain ties with a major trading partner. More at checkaroundfm.com, click on news. I'm Miel Pinaar, hoofdnuus die uur. Die Johannesburgse nooddienste reageer op 'n brand by Chemikalie fabriek.
Jacaranda Ow! FM. This is the CTM Top 40,
baby,
with Danny Painter, CTM proud sponsor of the CTM Top 40. CTM, big savings, more style. Now, from the station that plays more music you love, our weekly countdown has just got more. 20 songs more. On the CTM Top 40. Danny, tell them.
That is it. It is the CTM Top 40, baby. You and me until 2 o'clock with 40 of your biggest songs and 4 of your biggest artists. Joining us this week on the CTM Top 40, Connor Rees, Matt Gardner, Grai, and William Wolf. William Wolf has been doing Droomdag and yesterday announced the winner of the Droomdag competition for 2024. We're going to chat to him about that, but also he has a brand new single. We've also lost 2 people off of the chart this week. Stupid, Paige Olivia and Taylor Swift. I can do it with a broken heart. Well, she can't because she's gone, but that does mean that we have 2 new entries and I'm super excited to play them for you. So, let us begin to count down your 40 biggest songs.
On Jacaranda FM starts in 40, 39.